We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your three-day weekend. For those folks that got 3 days, rodeo was a big success here in Elk City, from my understanding. I didn't get to go. The parade was huge. Weather was good. Wasn't 110 degrees out there and all these kids getting sunburned. It was actually a nice day for a parade. Lots coming up in the next couple of weeks around Western Oklahoma. I'll get with you with more on that here in a little bit. Today is Hay Day Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And I've got a list going on already. So if you're needing to sell some hay or buy some hay, 580-225-9697. Shoot me a message, and I'll put it on the air for you. Don't call. Just shoot me a message. If you're not much of a texter, I bet if you call in here at the studio, one of the girls would take a note for me and give it to me. So I did add a new word to my Jimbonics vocabulary yesterday. I played in a golf tournament here at Elk City yesterday, and I was playing with one of the old farmers from down here in Greer County from Granite. And the gentleman that runs that's the manager up there at Cheyenne at the High Pro feed manufacturer up there, he's one of my favorite people from the French Quarters, Jeremiah. Well, he was over there talking with the club pro while they was writing scores down over and stuff. And he came walking by. I said, "What's going on over there?" He said, "Man, I was over there." Let's see if I can pronounce his word right. "I was over there lottering for a better placement." I guess in Louisiana French, I'm trying to be nice here. In Louisiana French, lottering means lobbying. Yeah, I like people from Louisiana. Gotta love them. Anyway, so I'm going to put that lottering in my Jimbonics vocabulary dictionary, and definition of it means lobbying. So I probably have, if he answers the phone, not busy or something, probably have Brandon on here just a little bit. Didn't have a sale at Western Oklahoma yesterday, but we did have one at Elk City. It was pretty good. I stopped by there and checked it out. Things were really good. Looks like the market's still in the green as of today. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Wheat futures dropped in overnight trading after Australia said production of the grain likely will be up 22% from the 10-year average. You guys ever read in between the lines on these websites that do ag news? So here it says production of the grain will likely be up 22% from the 10-year average. So I wonder what it is from last year's average or the year before and year before that. So they throw some fine lines in there. I catch them every now and then when I'm reading something like on beef or pork or soybeans or something. It's up from the 4-week average, but they didn't say if it was up from the week before. So you got to be careful what you're reading there. Output in the 25-26 marking year is forecast at just under 34 million metric tons, according to the Australian Bureau of Agriculture and Resources Economics and Science. ABARES is short word for it. While that's down 1% year over year, see how that goes, how they throw that in there later. It's also up more than a fifth from the average. Improved conditions in the South Australian and Victoria are in excellent conditions in Western Australia. Parts of the New South Wales and Queensland led to loft expectations for the wheat crop. Export volumes from Australia are projected to jump up 10% to 24.5 million metric tons. Elevated production in Western Australia's, which is the largest producing state for exporting, will likely support above average export volumes, provided robust demand for major export destinations continues. Wheat futures for December delivery dropped 7.75 to 526.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. In Kansas City, futures were down 6.25 to 513.5. Corn futures fell 1.5 to 418.75 a bushel. Soybeans for November delivery lost 10 cents to 1044.5 a bushel, and soybean meal fell $3.60 to 285.40 a short ton, and soybean oil futures gained 0.32 cents to 52.46 cents a pound. Well, one of the three or four things is major news in the in our ag world. One of these is the Chinese trade negotiator had a trip here in the U.S. last week, wrapped up after a meeting with Treasury and Commerce Departments in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Through no indication the countries were any closer to a trade agreement, but they don't know if they're any further either. The U.S. and China, the world's largest economies, have paused tariffs until November, after the sides went back and forth on levies. Meanwhile, their trade negotiation, Li Mat, he met with some officials from several other organizations, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, according to media report. U.S. Secretary of Treasury Scott Bessent said last week that all options are on the table with regards to trade with China. He said plans to meet with his counterpart for China in the late November or early December. "We are moving very deliberately on this," he told Fox Business. "Both sides have approached it with great respect." Even though the tariffs are on the hold, China still hasn't bought any soybeans from the U.S. in the 25-26 trade year. So, but I bet there's still ships flowing in here from China with lots of containers on them. So, all right, sounds like things are still going. The other things I was talking about, the other three big things, there's four big things. I think the Chinese trade negotiation, the screw worm, and beef prices, and what's the other one? Kind of trying to think of it. Oh, inputs. Sustainability. I think that's the four biggest things going on right now in our big old world of ag. So let's see what else we got going on here. Not much. Oh, I wanted to fill you guys in on a couple of dates to watch out for. One's tomorrow, actually here at Fowler Agency. They got a meeting here, fall meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. I think if you need to hang on here a second, I'll tell you how to get on there to RSVP. I just looked it up a while ago. Let's see here. RSVP right here. Where's it at? Bear with me here. So there we go. Yeah, they got a meeting here at Elk City tomorrow, September 4th at Altus. And at Cotton King's hometown, I wonder how this got pulled off, in Sentinel on September 5th. So to RSVP, it's easy. Go to www.proud2farm.com. The RSVP is spot there. I'm going to the one at Elk City tomorrow. And so that's at Fowler Agency. Their fall meetings is going on here tomorrow, Altus Wednesday, and Sentinel Thursday. All the meetings start at 10 a.m. Proud2farm.com. That's how you RSVP. Also, I seen this from one of my friends down in Greer County that lives in Beckham County, though. November the 14th and 15th near Hobart, Oklahoma, there is Alice Chandler's It's called the Alice Cotton Days 2025. And if you get on the website, there's some orange cotton equipment, a lot of it. So this Alice Chambers was the leader and innovator in cotton harvesting machinery from the 50s through the early 1980s. And so these Cotton Days is a free Alice Chambers centered equipment show featuring equipment displays of all of a bunch of Alice equipment, as well as some field demonstrations of cotton stripping and plowing. Everyone is encouraged to bring any equipment associated with Alice Chambers or Gleaner. We cannot make this show a success without your help. So if you got some old Alice equipment laying around, it still works and stuff, it sounds like a really cool thing to go to. It says this will be our first show featuring one of every model of cotton stripper produced by Alice Chambers from 1960 to 1982. We will have a 2S tractor mounted stripper, as well as self-propelled models 707, 760 XTB, 860, 880 in the lineup. You will have the opportunity to learn about the history and the changes of Alice cotton strippers through the course of production. Showground amenities will include a food truck and latrine facilities on site, but keep in mind the setting is a crop field, so prepare and dress accordingly. And that is on November 14th and 15th, right after opening day of quail season. So if you're planning on coming, let them know so they can get an idea of how many to expect. They already have 50 people to, if you want this website or link to it, shoot me a text here. I'll send you this link so you can RSVP. I think it's going to be pretty fun. All right, let's go ahead. And today, what is today? Tuesday. I had to make sure what day it was. Today is Stockman's Vet Clinic Happy Hour, all hour. We'll take a Stockman's Vet break and be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Well, the washing machine just made it sound like a ghost sneezing or it's possessed.
Ew, perfect. Well, I'll call Shy the Repair Guy.
You? Call someone? You still haven't even called your mom back from Easter.
Yeah, but Shy fixes everything. Washers, dryers, fridges, right in your home or back at his shop. Whatever your possessed appliance prefers.
Good, because if I have to wash clothes in the bathtub again, I'm moving in with my mother.
Say no more. I'm calling Shy at 243-9619 or Daryl at 799-5433 before I lose more than just appliances.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 25th. 1,285 head were sold. 22 head of steers at 522 brought 487.50. 4 at 545 brought 425. 8 at 588 brought 400. 21 at 637 brought 385. 10 at 727 brought 366. 5 at 748 brought 365. 14 at 1,032 brought 300. 6 head of heifers at 498 brought 390. 5 at 556 brought 370. 13 at 647 brought 330. 34 at 687 brought 355. 66 at 729 brought 350. 48 at 870 brought 330. Butcher cows were 92 to 171. Butcher bulls brought 176 to 208. Bred cows were 1600 to 2450. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, Wellington, Texas, 82 degrees, humidity's 45, dew point's 58, no rain. In the month-to-date precipitation scale so far this month, 8-inch soil temperature, 80 degrees. Let's go ahead and do the Central Crop Care LLC spraying out of Hobart, Oklahoma. Let's go ahead and do their grain market update here real quick. Let me refresh it and make sure it's on the up and up. All right, here we go. According to this, December corn, 419, down a half. March is 438, up a quarter. Soybeans for November, 1039, down 15 and a half. Soybean meal, October, 278, even, down $5.40. Hard red winter wheat, December, 509, down 10 and a quarter. Live cattle, October, 240, 30, up 65. December's 241, 85, up 107. Feeders for October, 365, 25, up 77. November's 369, 90, up 130. January's 359, 75, up 212. Lean hogs, October, 95, 45, up 42. That's your Central Crop Care grain market update. Well, he is on the phone. He didn't take a four-day weekend. It's the world famous Brandon Hickey.
Good afternoon.
Dude, you and I got to talk about that lady at the sale barn. The one in the kitchen. things got a little Western in there the other day when I stopped by there and ate.
I did not surprise, a bit. She pretty well has things her way and has things just so, and she's to the point in her life that that's, by gosh, it's either her way or the highway.
Oh, I know. Well, anyway, we better, let's talk about the sale first. How's that?
Great sale Friday. Great sale. About steady numbers with the week before, going into the holiday weekend. Lots of bidders, lots of buyer activity, lots of good quality calves, and I mean not any kind of a slowdown whatsoever for the holiday weekend, which we rarely see. But everybody's always a little bit concerned, you know, about going into that holiday weekend, and they were there in force, and aren't sure wanting to buy some cattle. It was good. Bottle babies all the way up to 10 weights. It was a good market all the way through.
What's one thing that stuck out with you Friday?
I think it'd have to be, you know, those 770 something weight steers at 377 and a half. That was just phenomenal. Good set of home raised black steers, decent condition, but long time weaned. You know, sure enough, true yearlings. I mean, you know, there was, a $30 a hundred premium for the sure enough true yearlings over the calves of the same weight class. But there again, you know, you get to talking about 7 weight calves up there at 340 range. That's a lot of dollars.
Yeah, especially, you know, I mean, them were from Shamrock. There was 11 head at 779, and they did good. I missed that. I thought I went over that with a fine-tooth comb. I guess I missed that.
good set of yearlings, and sure enough, had lots of condition feedlot ready, they sold really good, you know, and that, you know, that wasn't a truckload, that was 11 heads, you know, and that just shows you how hungry they are for them cattle that they, you know, confident that they're not going to have any health trouble with, that, you know, had that long, long weaning on them. Boy, they're after them. They're after everything, but they're sure a big, good premium, you know, for them 90 and 120 day weaned yearlings right now.
Yeah, no, and they didn't look good. I was, let's see here. I don't remember when I was up there, I was busy. It must have been those 577 weights that brought 401 from Indiahoma. That must have been the batch that just was going through when I tried to sit down up there. But between your top row buyers and Bo and some other mouths running through there, it was hard for me to concentrate on the cattle.
Yeah. A guy can get him a good education up there on that top row if you just want to sit still and listen a little bit. You know, you can get you an education. It might not all be right, but you can get educated.
Oh yeah, Bo started his deal. I guess when my mouth ran, what's this deal been going on? 3 years now on the second calf heifers. Well, yeah. He turned around and popped off to me pretty soon after I sat down. And he said, "You in here to get you some second calf heifers?" I said, "No, I'm looking for some third calf ones." So he shut up and went back to business.
But
you had a full house in there Friday.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we've been good. You know, holiday weekend, you'll draw in a few more people on the crowd. A few more people wanting to see what the market's doing. You know, we're starting to get into the fall of the year, so you know, a lot of people showing up, kind of seeing what the calves are doing to see if it really is like they're reading in the papers and seeing on the market samples and the market reports. Is it really that good? We want to see it with our own eyes before we consign these calves. So you get a lot more people in, and of course it was rodeo weekend, so you know, some people come in a little early and watch the sale a little bit before they go on to the rodeo, and that's always nice and kind of help out each other, draw a little in for the sale barn a little earlier than the rodeo and have them there for the rodeo. And good rodeo weekend. They did a great job with the rodeo. I got to make it Sunday, and they put on a good show.
Yeah, they did. And yeah, you know what? Now you say that, Friday when I was in there, I did notice a couple people dressed a little better than normal.
Yep.
So that makes sense.
Yep.
But that was going on. Well, the cow market and the bull market and the breads and the pairs, just they're steady.
they are steady. Didn't have as many young good bred cows or pairs as what we have been seeing. They was a little bit few and far between this last week. But the ones they had was pretty, you know, fully steady. Same way the butcher cows and bulls. Same way with the pairs, you know, like I say, the young ones a little bit harder to find right now. I don't know, maybe next set of young ones that I know that we may have for on offer probably sometime around the 1st of October that I know of right now. But got a really nice set of 7 to 9 year old cows coming this week that kind of matched some of those 4 to 8 year old cows we had last week, kind of coming off that same deal. Be some heavy bred cows and pairs, be a pretty nice consignment of cows, and in several nice strings of calves already lined up for this week. So we're looking at a really nice run.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, you didn't have a run in Western Oklahoma yesterday because you recognize Labor Day as a holiday.
Yes, sir.
So, but then have you got I know it's Tuesday, but usually you start getting some phone calls.
Yeah. We've already got some really good calf consignments lined up for Monday already, too. A lot of real good reputation ranches lined up, bringing their calves. Already called in, already got on the list. So I expect that, you know, we've kind of already started the fall runs, but they're sure enough going to be in full swing this Friday and this Monday, because them guys are – it's September, and and they're coming to town with them. The market's good, and could it get better? Yes, but boy, it's really good right now. So why not take advantage? So.
Yeah, and wheat's going in the ground.
Wheat's going in the ground, and we're just about probably 30 days away from the corn starting to go in the bins, and some lot of corn silage being put up here locally around here that over the last month. I didn't even realize how much corn chop and corn silage that they was putting up. But man, the yields on that has been phenomenal this year. That it is just amazing what Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle will do with an average or above average moisture year. We'll get to see that. Haven't seen that very much in a long time. But man, when we get it, it's this country just. It'll just produce so much if it'll just get an average or above average moisture year like what we've had this year.
Yeah, I got one of my listeners from up there around Visakh.
Mm-hmm.
So he shot me a text yesterday, 1.23 inches in Visakh Saturday.
Yep.
Good, nothing here. And then I asked him, what church do you attend? He said something about it was just a good old Indian rain dance. And then right before the show, I know he knows this is probably irritating me because he knows I'm not getting any rain down here, but they got another 0.8 last night there around Visakh. Wow. So man.
We left out this morning, and before we got to El Reno, it was raining on us, and it rained on us all the way to Covell on the north side of Oklahoma City up here by Edmond. It rained on us the whole way. Pretty good, pretty significant rain. It wasn't just a light shower. It was pretty good. It made that rush hour traffic going through Oklahoma City really fun in that rain this morning.
Oh, I bet it did. Now we did get a shower overnight, and I call it a dust settler. That's all we got. But I love it. The grass is green. It's September 1st. It's not burnt up, so we're just and we got good sub moisture, so everything's going good. So it sounds like you're gonna have another good sale at Elk City coming up Friday. And
sale Friday, good sale Monday. Lots and lots of good calf consignments starting to come in from everywhere. I mean, Raiden, Hydro, Custer City. We got them lined up from a big area. Lots of these reputation ranches is starting to come to town, and I'm already getting phone calls for the rest of the month of September. A lot of ranches lining up already, getting their calves consigned. So we'll have a lot of really good calves to offer. I still don't think our overall numbers will be as high as what they have typically are in September and October, because I just don't think there's as many out there as normal. But we're still going to have a good offer.
Where'd you go? Hello.
We're
going to... There we go. I lost you there for a second. All right. What's are you going to have a special wing calf sale this year?
We'd always have one there at Elk City the first Friday in November.
Yeah.
And then we typically have one in Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction the Monday prior to Thanksgiving.
Right.
Is when we're always lined up on our wing calf sales. Haven't got a lot of consignments for either one of those yet. Typically by now we've already picked up a couple of hundred head of consignments. But to be real honest, it's kind of hard for these guys to take the jump and wing them this year and put that extra work in to hit those wing calf sales with what they're worth unweaned. So. We're down on our consignment numbers for those two sales so far. Now we probably, we're not even quite to the dates for the home race to have to be weaned 45 days prior. So we're not even quite there yet. We've got a couple of weeks yet for some people to make up their minds and if they want to hit that Elk City sale. And of course, got about 3 weeks left before they'd need to have their minds made up to hit the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction sale. But I'm sure we'll pick up some good consignments between now and then. But, people are wavering a little about whether they want to put that extra time and money in because they're worth so much without doing it. So,
yeah, and that's why I asked that question. I was wondering if it was going to happen because you've been so steady on calves the last month, and you're early on those, so everybody's like, man, I'm gonna cash out now.
Yeah. And I mean, I can't say I blame them. we're up here in the clouds on these prices, and it's setting up where it could get better yet, without a doubt. But everybody's a little bit nervous about that Black Swan event that may be the thing that breaks this thing, and then when it does break, how far? So it's hard not to take advantage of these high prices and grab this good money while it's here and while it's available without putting any, more of your own money and investment into them. I think it was last week we talked about it a little bit, people ask me, what do you think? My advice is, if you've been doing it, keep doing it, maintain your reputation with these buyers a year in and year out, providing the weaned calves. But if you haven't been doing it, this probably isn't the year to start. So.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I might or might not have asked the wrong question in the Cranky Old Ladies Cafe Friday.
Okay.
So do you know what the special was?
Friday was meatloaf, was it?
No, that was a week before. Goulash.
Oh, goulash. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a week behind. You're right.
So I sat down with the special, and I was looking. And so I didn't yell at her. I hollered at her. It's, come here. Who serves a bowl of beans with her goulash? And boy, that set her off.
Yeah, I bet it did.
But she's going, we got this guy that comes in every week, and he's been after me for beans. I said, so why don't you just serve him beans? I said, it's tough for me to sit here and eat this really good goulash. Now, I tried not to build the fire up too much. It's really hard for me to eat beans with my goulash here. And I said, so if you're going to serve beans, where's the cornbread? Oh, man. That was just like.
Yeah. You were pushing it, weren't you? You're pushing it as far as you possibly could.
Yeah. And I'm not even going to tell you what the other lady was doing to me. She was, I don't think she was feeling the greatest, and she was trying to be nice to me, but she didn't have a pitcher. There was just a little bit of the lemonade left in the pitcher. And so I said, I want lemonade. So she pours lemonade in there and tops it off with sweet tea.
Well, how was that?
No comment. I drink it. I will tell you that.
Yeah. Drink it, but you might not recommend it.
Yeah, there we go. That's being diplomatic. Well, there's all right. Let's get to the Jimmy asked Brandon a question.
Okay.
I seen an article last week, and I think it was last week, and it said the average cow-calf operation in the United States is 100, around 100. That's the average, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. You would know better than anybody, and that's the reason why I'm asking you a question. Let's shoot for a number, I don't know, 25, 30, 40, 50, somewhere cow-calf operations. Are you seeing less of those than you are of anything? I mean, do you see less of the 25 to 50 cow-calf pair operations going on, or is it about the same around here?
Here in our part of the world, it's probably pretty close to the same. The reason being is because I think, we have lots of retirees and whatnot that move in and buy land and buy a few cows and put on it, and that keeps our average cow-calf operation in this part of the world pretty small, between the retirees and the guys that have bought some land and purchased some land, but they're making they're not making the bulk of their living with cows and calves. They're making the bulk of their living at their 5 day a week job, or some of them guys that have the 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, oil field jobs, or even some of the like the Oak City Fire Department guys that work a week on. I believe they work a week on, week off, if I'm not mistaken, you know. So you get lots of operations like that, you know, and I'm sure a lot of those guys that are working the five-day-a-week job, they'd love to have a couple of hundred cows that maybe could make them a living, and they didn't need to work that five-day-a-week job or that 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. But it, you know, that's pretty hard to come by, you know, so you've got a lot of starter deals, a lot of guys that want to be in the cattle business, but you know it's not really enough to make a full living. So in this part of the world, I'm gonna say it's probably staying pretty steady on the number of smaller operations that we've got. But I do know that you know, in other parts of the world, in other parts of the United States, that's a different deal. It's you know, there's more and more of them little family operations and little family farms and little small deals disappearing every year. We lose a lot of them in a lot of the other big cow states. So you know, then got people retire, they get bought up by the big farms, the big ranches, and not necessarily a lot of them are still family farms and ranches, but they're, you know, they're already big, they're already in operation, and, you know, they're ranch and farming all around them, so they just absorb those operations into their operations, and their operations get a little bit bigger. So it's a little bit different in other parts of the United States than it is here. Us and part of Texas and Missouri are in, you know, kind of unique situations where you've got a lot more of these smaller cow calf deals, and not as many of the big operations. But I think, you know, Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico, Colorado, all those places, you know, they lose a lot of operations, a lot of little small operations every year.
Yeah. Well, and I noticed the article, I think it was in Farm Journal this morning, that we're talking, somebody had asked about, something, and some lady from Iowa commented, said that, you know, most of the small farmers or cattle producers, let me re-say that, cattle producers that they have in Iowa, they're getting less and less because most of them are going to row cropping or,
right,
putting those big hog farm barns on their place.
Right. Yeah.
They were asking about buying beef from a local producer, and that was the comment you got, that there was less and less beef producers in Iowa to buy beef from directly off the farm anymore.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You've got you an outlet. You can go
now. I'm already in Kansas City. I'm already close. I guess I could travel another hour, couple hours to Des Moines and set up on the corner like I was selling cell phones for whatever.
Yeah. And that's what I love about our part of the world is the diversity that we've got with our cattle deal. I mean, you know, we've got cow calf producers that just run a few cows and you know, love their cows and take care of their cows, but don't have a lot of manpower and facilities to do stuff with their calves and then you got all the way down to guys that are doing reputation beef deals and direct marketing to consumers you know, and then you've got some of the big operations in the deal in this part of the world that are marketing big groups of calves, whether weaned and off wheat or straight off the cows in the fall. I mean, we have quite the diversity, and I think that's pretty there's not a lot of states other than us in Missouri and parts of Texas that have that kind of diversity, but I think that's huge for us to have that kind of diversity in our beef industry in that part of the world, and I wished it was that way, you know, in all of the United States. But unfortunately, the corporate farms and the corporate pig farms and you know, the big farms absorbing the little farms, there's just a lot more of that goes on. And like I told you, you know, what I witnessed up in when we was in Illinois when we'd taken Nate up there to that shoot. I mean, there's huge tracts of farmland up there that are being taken out of production and put into solar farms. Yeah. You know, so hate to see that too. But you know, you get more and more of this stuff all the time that the average age of the farmer is getting higher all the time. They're getting older all the time. There's more of them getting out of business. And, you know, if they don't have kids that are standing there in line wanting to take over, or they don't feel like they can make it work, well, you know, that's what's going to happen. Is it's either a bigger farmer is going to absorb them, or they're going to go to some sort of a commercial type operation, whether that be a pig farmer, a solar farmer, a wind farmer, or you name it. There's a lot of different options that people can go there. And man, we hate to lose any producers. Wish there was a way to prevent that from happening, but I don't know for sure what the answer is to that. But I'd sure like to hear somebody's ideas on that.
Yeah, that'd be a good topic one day for a good show on that, because you know we're losing. Well, I can look around Elk City, and I can look south of Elk City here. I can look north of Elk City. I've looked over here on the west side over here. Over the years, I grew up here mainly. There's a lot of land been taken out of production for housing development.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
it's one thing, or for oil field companies,
right.
or not necessarily oil field, but for businesses, though, it starts adding up.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, all right, Brandon. Oh, I did get a text message from somebody. It says that the tea and lemonade is called Arnold Palmer. It is typically, she must be covering me here. She said, typically served half and half of each. Well, mine was a quarter and three quarter, and I didn't think it tasted good. So maybe put a shot in or something, a shot of something in there would have helped it. But
you got a Happy Gilmore instead of an Arnold Palmer.
There we go. That's what we're going to call it. I'm going to go on there Friday and say, I want a Happy Gilmore, see what happens. All right, Brandon, thanks for taking time out. We'll holler at you. We'll see you Friday or something.
Sounds good, Jimmy.
All right, thanks. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We feel like we want to be good stewards of our depositors' money. It's what keeps Community Bank going for as long as it has. This bank's seen it all. Starting 1901, you've seen a few droughts. You've seen some market crashes. Oil and gas come and go a few different times, you know, from the 50s to the 80s to the 20-teens. And we're here. We never sit there and go, oh man, I hope our doors are going to be open tomorrow. We're going to be there. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. It's time to plant your fall cover crops and set your fields up for success. We have the seed that you need to protect and enrich your soil all season long. And remember, we are a proud Livestock Nutrition Center authorized dealer. Feed that keeps your herd healthy and strong. Stop by or call us today and get everything you need. SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, Oklahoma, and follow us on Facebook.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and two-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let's do a quick ag weather update, and then we'll take another break. Come back, and we'll do Hay Day Tuesday. Get your pencil and pen ready. Write this stuff down. If you're looking for some hay or just want to compare some prices if you're selling some hay. Ceiling, Oklahoma, 74 degrees. 63 is the dew point, humidity 67. The wind's kind of gusty out there. Northwest winds 10 miles an hour, but it's gusting up to 17 to 20. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 77 degrees. 4.79 inches of rain at ceiling in the last 10 days. Dogs, send some out down here. Sunset, 8:04. 80 for a high today, 59 for clear tonight, and 91. That thing just updated. 91 is the high tomorrow with southwest winds. All right, let's go ahead and take another Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation, because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oilfield or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with the oil field, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the oil field, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
Solves that problem.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I think people are liking Brandon's Happy Gilmore drink. Half sweet tea and half lemonade. Three quarters tea, quarter lemonade. That's the Happy Gilmore, not the Arnold Palmer. There we go. All right, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. For southwestern Oklahoma, I picked the big town of Hobart for today. 81 degrees, dew point 62, the humidity's 53, the winds are out of the north at 15 with wind gusts up to 21. 0.08 of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82 degrees, sun's at 8:03. 86 for a high today, 64 low tonight, and 93 for a high tomorrow. It's going to get warm. It's going to get warm. All right, you guys ready? Let's go over some of this hay that's for sale. We got some Truticale hay, $75 to $85 a round bale, south of Sayre, 580-243-8676, 580-243-8676 for some Truticale hay. Some green alfalfa, 4x8 bales, $160 a ton, semi or gooseneck loads. Up Cheyenne, 580-445-7276. Green alfalfa bales, 4x8 bales, $160 a ton. Up by Cheyenne, 580-445-7276. Big square bales of alfalfa, last year's. Been in the barn, so it's not been rained on. Really good cow hay, not horse hay. $180 a ton. South of Elk City here. Down close to Triggers, actually. 580-729-0074. 580-729-0074. Got 200 bales of wheat hay over by Canton. 5x6, these are big round bales, not the housewife bales. $60 a bale. Sorry, I got it now. 580-330-0099. 200 bales of wheat hay up by Canton. 580-330-0099. Midland 99 Bermuda grass bales. Round bales, $80 a bale for the 2024 ones from last year. And the 2025, the newer models, if you want to call it, $100 a ton. A Midland 99 Bermuda grass, pretty darn good. 580-471-8669. 580-471-8669, southeast of Mangum. Premium Midland 99 horse hay and cattle hay, square bales and big rounds, the little squares, that is, big rounds, $80 to $100. The big rounds are $80 to $100 each, and 580-574-5375. The little squares are $10 a bale for premium Midland 99 horse and cattle hay. 580-574-5375. And we got some round bales of Plains Blue Stem, $75 a bale, over by Eric. 580-243-9190. 580-243-9190. The littles, if I didn't say it, the little bale, square bales and big rounds of Midland 99 premium stuff, that's south of Sayre, close to Willow. Bundles of nice leafy alfalfa, small squares, 80 to 90 pounds per bale, $15 a bale. 580-660-1622. Hope you guys enjoyed the show today. See you mañana. I'm going to go lottering for a better golf score. We'll see you guys later. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma.